All right, folks, I'm here taking a break from NFL draft coverage on NFL teams to bring you the Game 5 reaction. I forgot my notebook over on the couch, so we'll be quick and go off memory here. The Lightning, clearly the third straight game, dominated the play on the ice for the vast majority of the game, except for this time, they didn't let themselves down at the end. They did give up. They had a 3-1 lead. Big goal by Nick Paul. Finally, hopefully that gets him and his line going. They did give up a goal to Matthews to make it 3-2. The Maple Leafs made the very smart coaching move. I'm 100% on board with this. Cooper does it all the time. Pull that goalie early. They scored a goal with the empty net. The Lightning, with 2 seconds left, Killorn punched one in, but that was frankly irrelevant. If he just tapped it wide of the net, the game was over in 2 seconds anyway. So good move by Toronto to do that. The Lightning, the biggest thing to me, the first goal they gave up, the 1-0 goal, I thought, season over, frankly. Didn't think you could get the crowd, the Toronto crowd, really involved and active, or things were going to go really badly for the Lightning. Anthony Cirelli scored before you could even finish writing in your notebook how soft of a goal it was by both the defense and Vasilevskiy. No screen, just beat him over the glove. That was Morgan Riley scored the first goal. Sorry. Again, I have my notes on the couch, but I'm going fast. Sorelli's goal. Then Essiemont, who checked in. Taylor Janot was scratched. He had a couple shifts in the first period that he was flying, and he made an impact and scored the second goal, the huge goal to give the Lightning a 2-1 lead. I mentioned Nick Paul. Really, the Lightning, they dominated. I don't know how the shots turned out with having 4-plus minutes of an empty net for Toronto, but they really dominated the ice again. But they did the game 3 and 4, in my opinion, until, you know, game 4, the last 9.5 minutes. And the same in game 3 with, you know, there was a lot of other things going on in that one. You can check what I think in that reaction video. Lightning stay alive. Vasilevskiy made the best saves he's made probably all season in this game. After me writing down an insult of him after the first goal, he was a rock back there. He looked like the big cat that we've come to know and love. Hopefully, he's back with it. We'll see Saturday night back in Tampa. Hopefully, they force a game 7 in Toronto. You know, the Lightning, they preached. Cooper said it the last couple games. You know, if you're dominating on the ice, you need to keep with what you're doing. They obviously, they're too lax. They really need to get their defense organized better. And it really did seem like after that first period kind of lapse where they just left the middle of the ice open. Again, I still want Vassy to stop that high glove side shot. But, you know, it was a disastrous defensive play in front of him as well. And Matthews, you know, that was just a smart play on a puck. I'm not going to get mad at Vassy on the empty net goal. It's tough to defend a 6-on-5 for, I mean, kind of an extended period of time, which they did pretty well. Well enough to pull out the win, force game 6. We'll see when Isaac publishes this, but we've got some great NFL draft coverage going on over here. So I'm going to get back to it. Go Bolts.